Hello, welcome once again to the Candid Cast with Lucky Egede. I'm your favorite host and coach on this platform. And we have for about 8 weeks now, the past 8 weeks, been talking about planning as a necessary tool for success, that anyone who will make success cannot get it by accident, it has to be planned. So we have talked about the need for planning, what planning is and what planning is not, the methods of planning, the tools for planning. We have handled all that. So today, this is the ninth episode in the series. I want to talk about implementing your plan. So of what use is a plan that is not implemented? Until we implement it, it serves no purpose. And that is where most humans fall short. Before we go into the details of today's episode, I will crave your indulgence to support this channel by clicking the like button. If it has been a blessing to you, just click the like button. Then also click the notification bell so you get notified whenever a new episode is published. And do well to share it widely among your loved ones, because good things should not be kept to one person. It should be shared so that others get the same benefit that you are getting out of it. Thank you, because I'm sure you have done that. Now we'll talk about implementing your plan. There is something very instructive in the Holy Scripture, and it goes like this in James chapter 1 from verses 22 to 25. The Bible says, don't just listen to the word. You fool yourselves if you do that. You must do what it says. Suppose one listens to the word but doesn't do what it says. Then they are like a person who looks at their face in a mirror. After looking at themselves, they leave, and right away they forget what they look like. But suppose someone takes a good look at the perfect law that gives freedom, and they keep looking at it. Suppose they don't forget what they have had, but they do what the law says. Then this person will be blessed in what they do. So the recipe for blessing is that you do implementation of your plan. It is not enough to plan. If you don't do it, the plan is useless. And on Sunday, the 6th of April 2025, I listened to a message in a church, Four Square Gospel Church in particular, by Reverend Alex Onajafe. And in his very sound teaching on faith, he mentioned four things that faith will enable us to do. The first is that faith will make us to be courageous. If you are a person of faith, you have courage, because you know there is a power that is backing you. You have faith in God. You know that you cannot fail. Like we always ask people, what is it that you will do if you are sure that it is not possible to fail? Because fear of failure is what holds many people backward. Will it work? Will it not work? What if it fails? Is it number two? Faith will enable us to push beyond boundaries. Just imagine everybody in the church rising up to say, yes, we have faith. We are going to push beyond boundaries. Those limitations that have held us back before, no. We say no to them. And he said, number three, that faith will enable us to overcome obstacles. When you believe, so many of the obstacles that hold us back only exist in our minds. If you keep going, it's like when you see a mirage on the road. I remember, as a very young person, when we are traveling on the road, it would look like you find water on the road, and as you go nearer, you find that there's no water anywhere. And we keep looking for the water. When the sun falls on asphalt, it looks like there is water ahead on the road, but you don't find it. That's how so many of our obstacles that hold us back are. You get there, you find that they really do not exist. So if you have faith, you can overcome those obstacles. You just push forward, and you later discover that those things never existed. And finally, he mentioned that if you are a person of faith, you will not give up on your dreams. Great message, but implementation. is the challenge. How many people will stand up from that church and go and say, oh, I've heard this, now my life is changed, I'm going to do something about it. The word that we hear from day to day, it remains. There are principles that we carry us through life if we go ahead and implement what we hear. We've covered 8 episodes, like I've said, in this series. So we have always been talking about planning, what planning is, how to go about it, the benefits of planning, and many more that we have covered. The failure to plan is a plan to fail. So if you listen to it a million times and do nothing about it, there is no blessing and no growth will come. That is the reason we are devoting this session to talk about implementation of the plan. After planning, go to work, get your sleeves folded, have your trousers ruffled to get the blessing, because that's the only secret. I hear people say, I listened to the Candid Cast. It was quite instructive, that your message was sound. And the next thing that comes from me is, what did you do after that? Some people say, I read so and so book. It was life-changing. My question is, what did you do after that? What did it change in your life? It will change nothing until you go down to work on yourself and on the things that you have learned. I recall also a life-transforming message I listened to on the 1st of May 2003. In 7 months, that message has turned my life to a totally new person. In my vision, in my planning, in my orientation, I was so excited about the result that I started to spread the same message around. And someone asked, we have all been together. Where did you learn all that you are telling us now? Answer was, at that program we had in May 2003. And she said, I did not hear anything like this from that meeting. And I was on the high table. Maybe I was too busy organizing that the message eluded me. I said, yes, that is the ministry of matter. Matter was too busy serving that she was not interested in the word. But in the word, there is power. When we hear the word and we go ahead and do it. You know, when the Bible was written, it said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. If they were to write it today, my people have so much knowledge, but they do nothing about it. So I don't know whether it is lack of knowledge anymore, but a refusal to work on the knowledge that is available. Some churches will invite you, come and minister, come on, and you say, what do you want to hear that you have not heard before? It's just that you do nothing about the things you hear from day to day. This session is a challenge to every one of us to rise up and do. Implementation is everything. You can have PhD in economics and have a failed economy at home. If you do not implement those theories in your home, you can theorize all the old things, get be a professor of economics, nothing will work around you until you learn to implement those things. Implementation is a crucial phase in transforming your plans into reality. It involves meticulous resource allocation. What do I have? What's important to me? What do I want to achieve? Clear communication of roles and responsibilities to team members. You can't work alone. There will always be people with you. Who gets what resource? Who is better able to manage it? And you put, what role is each person expected to play in this matter? When we know and we properly assign everything as it should be, we begin to get results. The difference between the plan that succeeds and the one that fails is in the implementation or execution. Nearly anyone can set achievable goals, identify potential obstacles, prepare contingency plans, but implementation will separate the men from the boys when it comes to the time of doing. Because in doing, there are a lot of sacrifices. One of the reasons we find it difficult to do is the price that we have to pay. You cannot do implementation without paying a price. Talk is cheap. At the time of planning, I will go here, I will go there, I will do this, it's cheap to say. When it is time to go, that's when you now see somebody point, have you heard of insecurity? Have you heard of this? Have you heard of that? You hear all manner of things that will stop you. But people are still going. I recall somebody said, how can anybody do business in Nigeria and succeed when there is no light? And the person he was talking to answered him and said, which light did Dangote use to start? Go and use it. So effective implementation requires a not too rigid approach and knowing how to get a balance between structure is important, and flexibility. If you get too rigid, you fail, because it's very important to continuously monitor your progress, adjust strategies as needed. There are some things you did not foresee when you were drawing your plan that at the time of implementation, I didn't see that one coming. And as soon as you advert your mind to it, think of a way out different from what you have planned before. Ensure that everyone involved remains engaged and motivated. So now let us look at a step-by-step guide through implementing a plan to deliver overall success. Look at the action plan. You know, I enjoy a parable in the Southwest Nigeria that say Onoko Owoja. It is not only one road that lead to success. That's the meaning of that parable. It just say the road to success is not only one. So the road A followed to make success is not the road that B need to make success. Anybody, there is enough road for everybody to succeed. Just travel your own road and you don't need to hurt another person. African parables are so rich, and if we follow it, you will not be close-minded. You must be open to new ideas even after you have drawn all your plans. Some strategic steps must be observed. Let's look at some of them that are general. You know, the goals are different. The goal of A is not the goal of B, and your goal on Monday is not your goal on Tuesday. As you achieve one goal, another is set. At a time, your highest ambition is how to rent a house. And at another time, you have the goal of owning your own house. At a time, is how to afford transport fare to work. At another time, is how to own your own car. There are goals at different times, but some strategic steps that are universal, that everyone, whatever the goal, whatever stage you are in life, you must follow. Let's look at some of them. Number one, establish a clear roadmap. So like in the examples that I gave, whether you are at the stage of looking for transport money to go out from day to day, or at the stage of looking for money to buy a car, to own your own car or own your own private jet, there must be a roadmap. Define milestones, deadlines. So these steps will help to keep the individual or team focused and aligned with the overall vision. I remember when I was planning to buy my first car, I think I mentioned it in one of the earlier videos, and somebody gave me money and said, for lunch, what type of lunch? The only thing that was important was that car. I will go without food. Any money that comes to me must get to the bank, because the only thing that was important was I have set a deadline for when I will buy my first car. And it was achieved even much earlier than I anticipated. We must learn how to establish such a roadmap, get defined milestones, get set deadlines. It was Walt Disney that said, everyone needs a deadline. Without deadline, you have not done anything. Nothing will work without deadline. You don't have all the time in the world to implement what you want to do. So you must give yourself time limit for it. Number two, break down larger tasks into manageable chunks to make the process appear less intimidating. This has the effect of increasing efficiency. When you look at when I mentioned the other time, I said, how do you eat an elephant? Every task initially we look down to, I want to buy a car of 5 million naira or so. How do I raise? I don't earn 5 million naira in a day. How much do I need to save on monthly basis towards achieving 5 million naira as my goal to buy the car? What is the rate of inflation? If I'm going to save for 3 years, will the car still be 5 million at the end of 3 years? What am I planning to cushion? How am I planning to cushion the inflation to make sure I save more than the figure, because prices will change. I know the environment in which we operate. All those, the task, if you take it as a, you take it wholesale, I want to buy a car 5 million. My salary is 500,000 a month. It looks an impossible task. How will you do it? You will never be able to raise 5 million. It becomes intimidating. But the moment you break it and say, okay, if I remove 100,000 every month, I am saving towards this goal. Okay, that gives me 1.2 million naira every year. How long does it take me to get 5 million for this objective? That's what I mean by breaking down larger tasks into manageable chunks. It does not apply only to purchase of car. It could be purchase of phone, it could be purchase of your cloth, it could be celebration of your birthday, your wedding, your naming ceremony, wedding anniversary, whatever be your goal. There is no goal that cannot be broken down into manageable bits to increase efficiency and to remove intimidation. Number three, allocation of resources. When we sit back to analyze the steps towards achieving our goal for implementation, we are now ready to implement our goals. You now see that you don't have all the resources to do it. There is nobody that has enough anywhere. So I should know what's important to me. I recall growing up, when I was still looking for money, I was in employment and living in staff quarters. I know I needed money to get a property of my own to move into by the time I leave employment. And you now find people saying they want to go for summer in London. That was not important to me. That would be a very stupid allocation of resource. After I've gotten my house, going for summer becomes a cheap thing if I count it important. If it becomes important, I can always achieve that any day. What was important to me at the time was I am about to leave employment and I am not going to live in the streets and I am not going to have landlord pushing me from place to place. I've always been in staff quarters. So I've never seen landlord and rent and quit notice and increase in rent and all those fights of landlord tenant. I've never witnessed and I didn't want to witness it. So I had a goal of moving into my house from the staff quarters. That's a goal that needed so much of my resources to implement, and I needed to be serious about it. So if you are planning your financial independence and you earn less than 6 million naira a year and vacation in London becomes part of your goal, you are not on the road to financial independence. Those are some drainers that people just do because everybody is doing it without asking themselves questions. Number four, ensure that each team member has the tools and support they need to perform their roles effectively. A chain is as strong as its weakest link. One member lagging behind, not having enough information, not having enough tool, not having what it takes to perform, will set the entire team back. Because the challenge that has its answer with another member of the team did not get to the person who is supposed to implement, we take the whole team backwards. And that failure won't be for only one person. I remember one of the Super Eagles footballer, Etimesen. Etimesen was one of the best footballers Nigeria produced, but he could not go too far in the career part because everybody knew he was not a team player. If he takes the ball, he must be the one to score. He must not pass it to any other person. So if information is with you, at the end of the day, if they collect that ball from him somewhere after he has dribbled 8 people, he still did not score and his team did not win. But if he dribbled 2 people and pass it to another person who will dribble 2 and dribble 1 and dribble another 2, and you find that the team wins. You may not be the goal scorer, but your team is a winning team. Number five, regular check-ins and progress reports can help maintain momentum and address any issues promptly. In the course of implementation, we don't just set the ball rolling and think that, oh, we will score. No. Meetings, checkups, progress reports, analysis. Where are we? How near are we to where we are going? What obstacles have we encountered? What are the errors in our planning that can be corrected? All those will help to maintain the energy, the drive, that assurance that we are on the path. We will get there. We energize every member of the team towards the attainment of the goal. Number six, in the process of implementation, we need to promote a culture of collaboration and open communication. Just to emphasize what I've said earlier, open communication will allow for swift resolution of problems and encourage innovation. You know, when I said on Okowoja that there are so many innovations that will come along the line. Some things that you didn't know when you were starting out. Along the line, as challenges come, I always say that challenges are the building blocks of life. When you meet challenge, it can be the stepping stone. It helps you to discover and discover and discover. When I look at Nigeria, I say, why are we having power failure? Because we don't have winter. If we have the challenge of winter, and you know that when snow falls, half of us will not wake up the following morning because there is no light to heat our homes. We won't be inside darkness. We would have solved that problem. So we need to face some challenges to be able to make progress. Every challenge is an opportunity for advancement. You know, I mentioned in the beginning that planning does not mean closing your doors to new ideas. There will always arise a new way of doing it and how to do it better. The world is thinking. Everybody around us, they are all thinking. Everyone is identifying how to do it better, how they can make progress. And number seven, don't forget to celebrate small victories along the way. As you do review and say, oh, we got this right, clap for yourselves. Let every member of the team know, we are on the right track. We are heading towards our goal. The energy that comes from that, we build the momentum in the team and drive people towards going to where they are. And when you see that it is not working out, learn to laugh at your failures and mistakes. There is one soap opera we used to watch on NTA, Bassey and Company, in the 80s and 90s, featuring that Bassey and Company. Bassey was an aspiring millionaire that discovers every day what he will do to become a millionaire. And as a millionaire, he ought to be a Mr. Know-it-all. So anytime an error is pointed out, Bassey will quickly say, I should have known that. So, and he will just laugh over it. I should have known that. So we learn how to, that story teaches us to laugh at our setbacks, our failures, while holding on to the right lessons. Learn the right lessons. Don't beat and flog yourself. Clap for yourselves when you are getting it right. Learn to laugh at your failure when it is not working out. Then let's look at the second thing we'll look at in the process of implementation. You know, all what we have mentioned so far are the key performance indicators that we need to look at. Number two thing to look at is time management and prioritization. In implementation of your plan, effective time management and prioritization are key to successful plan execution. We must categorize tasks based on what is urgent and what is important. We must not become a slave to tyranny of the urgent. You find you drop. Sometimes when you have something important to do, turn your phone off or put it on silent and keep it away. Because the most useless phone calls always come as urgent call. It will disrupt your meeting, disrupt whatever you are doing. There should be time to keep phone away. Phone is one of those things that is not important, but each time it rings, it's urgent. Everything is suspended. So by distinguishing between what needs immediate attention and what can be scheduled for later, we get our efforts focused on high-value activities. In all the countries that have made progress in our world, time remains more valuable than money. Clearly define what needs to be done, by who, and when it should be done. If your goals are smart, you will enjoy clarity and direction. Have regular review of your to-do list and your calendar to ensure that priorities are re-evaluated and adjusted as necessary. This process allows you to adapt to changes and keep moving forward effectively. Finally, I'll look at the role of accountability in the execution of our plan. Accountability plays a very important role in the successful execution of a project. It involves ensuring that every team member is responsible for their task and deadlines. This creates in every member a sense of ownership and commitment. You are given your role. You know this part is my own, and you know what role it will play for a successful project to be executed. You hold on to it and you do it so that when the success comes, you beat your hand on your chest and say, yes, we did it. You are proud of it. You are part of it. So this can be achieved by setting clear expectations and assigning specific roles to each member. When team members understand their responsibilities and the impact of their contributions, they are more likely to stay motivated and proactive. So we need to regularly schedule meetings and progress updates to create a structured environment where accountability is reinforced. When we set target, we call meetings. Where are we on this? This is the expected sales for the month. At the end of 1 week, you do weekly review. Are we on the track? Are we heading towards it? What are the challenges? That's the time to begin to make correction. This check-ins provide opportunities to review accomplishments, discuss challenges, and recalibrate goals as needed. By maintaining a transparent and consistent communication channel, teams can ensure that everyone remains aligned with the project's objective. Incorporating accountability measures like performance tracking and feedback systems can further enhance project execution. Then, recognizing and rewarding team members who consistently meet or exceed expectations can boost morale and encourage continuous improvement. Addressing underperformance promptly and constructively helps to identify areas for support and development. This will ultimately foster a culture of accountability within a team, and it encourages diligence, reliability, collective drive towards achieving project milestone. It has the power of ensuring that each member feels valued and integral to the project success. Finally, we must note that a plan that is not implemented is as good as no plan at all. The planning time was only a wasted time. At this point, we draw the curtain on the candid cast for today, and I'll say thank you for staying tuned. God bless you.